Exclusive: Senator Cynthia Lummis, small business admin nominee. Callie Loeffler, an advocate for cryptocurrency industry, proven business leader. By Sean Moran on January 8, 2025. Senator Cynthia Lummis, RY, in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Wednesday, hailed former senator and current nominee to head the Small Business Administration Callie Loeffler as a proven business leader. "I had a great meeting with former Senator Callie Loeffler. She is a proven business leader and friend to the American people. I have no doubt she will open opportunities for small businesses throughout the Cowboy State, and advocate for the digital asset industry," the Wyoming conservative said in a statement to Breitbart News after she and Loeffler met at Loomis's Senate office. Loeffler and Loomis discussed pro-business policies and advocating for the digital asset industry. "Many cryptocurrency advocates and business leaders flocked to the Trump campaign as the Biden-Harris administration unleashed hawkish regulations and lawsuits against the burgeoning financial technology industry. Loomis is one of the most pro-crypto lawmakers in Congress. If confirmed by the Senate, Loeffler will take over a cabinet-level post that provides capital, counsel, and contracting expertise for small businesses. Kelly will bring her experience in business and Washington to reduce red tape and unleash opportunity for our small businesses to grow, innovate, and thrive," President-elect Donald Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social in early December. "She will focus on ensuring that SBA is accountable to taxpayers by cracking down on waste, fraud, and regulatory overreach." Loeffler is no stranger to business. The former Peach State senator served as the CEO of Bakkt, a cryptocurrency trading platform. During her time in the Senate, she served on an agricultural subcommittee that oversees the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. She is married to Jeffrey Sprecher, the CEO of the Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, which owns the New York Stock Exchange. Loeffler also founded RallyRate, a gig economy canvassing app developed to boost on-demand, low-cost voter mobilization ahead of the 2024 elections. "The wins we helped deliver are a testament to our revolutionary on-demand canvassing model, which enabled more than 24 candidates to knock over 90,000 doors," Loeffler said in a statement in early December. "Our growing network of 1,500 dedicated and patriotic local contractors spans the country, and they stand ready to help conservatives win in cycles to come, to bring a secure and prosperous future to our great nation." Her nomination was praised by conservatives, including leaders of the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, said in a statement in early December, "Kelly's inspiring journey, from growing up on a farm in Illinois to building a successful career in business and public service, is a testament to her dedication, hard work, and passion for the American dream. Whether in the Senate, as a business leader, or as a champion for conservative values, Kelly has consistently demonstrated servant leadership. Small businesses today are struggling under high taxes, excessive regulations, and anti-growth policies that make it incredibly difficult to thrive and get started. With her deep understanding of the challenges faced by entrepreneurs, Kelly is well positioned to fight for the policies that will help small businesses succeed. Her unwavering commitment to faith, family, and hard work will undoubtedly continue to drive her as she leads the SBA in empowering small businesses across the country." He added, "We are excited to see all that Kelly will accomplish in this new role." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.